القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eaters.com.
لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just to continue from our last session of Dars, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Badi'u. One meaning of Al-Badi'u is something that is new, something that is new, something that has never been seen before. And that is why in the Arabic language, when someone does something that is against the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we might call him that he is an innovator. And in Arabic we call that person that he is doing bid'ah. What is he doing? Bid'ah. And bid'ah means something new that has been invented. Something new that has been invented. It is not part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so one meaning was explained in the last session. Al-Badi'u also means something that is completely new. So for an example, when a man comes into this dunya is a complete new environment for him. So for the first time he might see the sun. And so who has created the sun? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He might see the moon, the stars. Who has created all that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. He will see the face of the mother, the father. Everything in this dunya that he will see, it is completely new. It is completely new. And for the first time he is seeing this. And so Al-Badi'u means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings everything into existence. Everything into existence. And it is the first thing. It is the first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of some kind of a model or an example, aliyazu billah, to replicate it or to see it and then to come up with something. That is what insan does. Insan likes to see one creation of Allah, the bird, and how it flies. And so they have designed now the planes. And so insan does that. Insan needs to look at things and then he will come up with his own invention and he will say, this is what I have invented. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Badi'. And so when Adam alayhi salam came from Jannah to this dunya, everything was new for him. The environment of Jannah is different to the environment of this dunya. And scholars have mentioned that when he came, it was night time. When he came, it was night time. Now, I don't mind children coming, but please, can you not put children on my lap? You know, they like to move and all that. So can I ask the responsible parent, mashallah, if they can go and sit at the back? Beta, will you go at the back, please? Jazakallah. You see, when you come for salah, you don't put children in front. What is it? I don't understand. The parents like to sit at the back and they want to dish-dash the children in the front. So let your children come. We don't say don't allow your children to come. But when children come in the front, what they do is that they move a lot, they disturb. So can you go at the back, please? Jazakallah khair, jazakallah khair. And so, there is adab, there is tartib, and we should know this tartib. When you come in the saf is for the main elders first. What is it? Ulama come first, people come first, mashallah. If you see the line of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, even when he gave a lecture, this is how it was. Why? Because you'll see then children, they have a lot of movement, they actually disturb everybody. Then people looking at the back will look at this person. And so I hope, you know, you don't mind what I'm saying, but this is adab actually, and adab we have to understand. So when Adam alayhi salam came, it was night time. And he's never witnessed night, he's never seen night. And he was horrified, very scared. Oh, what kind of a dunya is this? That I can't see nothing. I can't see nothing. It's not like the summertime of England, that, you know, it's still very light, even after Maghrib. And, you know, we discussed the time of Isha, when is Isha going to be? And there was no light whatsoever. And this is in the land of, Ji? India, in the land of Hind, in the land of Hind. He came to Hind. And so it was completely dark. And then slowly, mashallah, as the time for Subah Sadiq came along, and he saw white light in the horizon that was coming, and it was crossing him, then alhamdulillah, he felt a bit better. He felt a bit better. And so for Adam alayhi salatu was salam, everything was completely new, a complete new environment. For him to see the sun, al-Badi', first time. Who is the creator? Al-Badi'u, Allah. For him to see the moon, for him to see the night, the day, the trees, the mountains. Everything was for the first time. Now, when we insha'Allah go to Jannah, the environment of Jannah will be very different. Not like this dunya. So for an example, you might eat something in this dunya, or you might have your favorite restaurant that you go there. And the reason why you go there is because you've tasted the food and you feel that this taste is good. And so we'll eat there. But in Jannat, it's going to be completely different. So when you eat one item in Jannah, every time you take a bite, it will increase in lazzat. It will increase in taste. How about that? Subhanallah. Every time you take a bite, say you are eating an apple now. So you take an apple and you bite it, and then you bite it from the other side. This side will be different to this side. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be increasing the blessings all the time. This is the environment of Jannah. So for an example, when you stand in front of the mirror in Jannah, and when you look at yourself, and you will look at yourself and you will admire yourself and say, oh ho, mujhse zyada sona kaun hai? Ji, mujhse zyada sona kaun hai? Who is more beautiful than me? And then after half an hour, if he goes back and he stands in front of the mirror and he looks at himself, Allah will have increased his beauty. Allahu Akbar. And every time he looks at himself, and every time your wife will look at you, your wife will look at you. I'm not sure what the wife says in dunya. I'm not sure what the wife will ever say in dunya. You know, will she appreciate your charm and beauty? Allah knows best. But certainly in Jannah, when she sees you, she will say, oh ho, subhanallah, you are even more beautiful than what I saw you in the morning. Then you are even more beautiful than when I saw you in the afternoon. Then you are even more beautiful than I saw you yesterday or in the evening. So this ni'mah will only increase. This ni'mah will only increase. How you will want to dress up, subhanallah. There will be trees in Jannah that will just look at you, how you are, and they will just pop out and come to you and open up, and they will give you made to measure clothes. made to measure clothes. The branch will just come in front of you and it will open up and you take it out from there and it will be a beautiful suit that you put on. That will increase your beauty. So this is Jannah. Jannah is completely different. In dunya today, everyone will have an idea how, you know, chicken would taste, fish or anything, fruits, food, vegetables, any drinks. It's got this taste that we all are aware of. But in Jannah, it's different. And so this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Al-Badi'u. Allah creates things that are completely new for His creation that they can never ever imagine. That they can never ever imagine. Allahu Akbar Kabira. That is Al-Badi'u. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also protects the iman of the Muslimin by this name, Al-Badi'. Al-Badi' automatically should remind us that who is the creator? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the creator. You know, they talk about evolution and they talk about everything. Our iman should be very simple. Our iman should be very simple. We don't need to go into debates and all that. Our Khaliq is who?
Allah.
Who is the first man? Adam alayhi salam. Who is the first man? And they talk about Homo sapien and forget all that. He was the Nabi of Allah. Who's more learned than Adam alayhi salam? Who is more learned than Adam alayhi salam? وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى كُلَّهَا. Allah gave him every kind of knowledge. So our iman is very simple. Al-Badi'u. He is the creator of everything. If you look into the verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually telling us. Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ. Have you seen or do you see? This is a question to أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ. Do you see? مَا الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. The water that you are drinking. Have you ever thought about how this water comes to you? You are drinking it. Then Allah is saying, أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِي أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did you bring it down from the clouds? Or am I the one who brought it down for you from the clouds? Allah. There is water in front of you. It's an ocean, sea, but you can't drink it. It's salty. Subhanallah. And from that same water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows that water to go up to the heavens. Salt is removed, the water is purified, and it is kept inside the clouds. And the clouds are such not even solid that even planes can go through it. But subhanallah, when it is time, the same clouds, from it water will come down. Look at the qudrat of Allah. If this responsibility was given to insan, could we achieve this? Imagine taking water all the way up. In our own homes, what we see, if there is water downstairs running fast, then the power of the water upstairs, the pressure of it will become low. There's water downstairs, the pressure on top will become less. The higher you go, it's less. Generally. Unless, of course, it's something different. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving rizq, and water is taken all the way on top without disturbing anybody. No disturbance, you don't even see this. And the water is taken up in the clouds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings it down again. Allah is saying, that is me, Al-Badi'. Who is that? Al-Badi'. Nobody does that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ. The semen that you drop. The semen that you drop. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Are you the one who creates from that single drop? Or are we the ones who design, the one who designs? Who is it? Is it in your bus? Do you people do it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually questioning us. أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَ. Have you created? Is it in your power? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارِ. Have you seen the fire? أَلَّتِي تُورُونَ. That you kindle and that you are burning in front of you. أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا. Have you created the trees? Or am I the creator of the trees and the fire that is in front of you? All these gases we talk about, but the fire that is in front of you, who is the creator of that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ Allah is saying the seed that you put inside. And أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ Is it you that takes out that seed and the food that comes out for you after 6 months or in 1 year you see all that coming out? MashaAllah, we don't even realize in the summer days here, we get beautiful mangoes that come from India and Pakistan. Beautiful mangoes that come from India and we eat, we don't even say Bismillah, but we don't even think, look at the color of this mango. And when it is sliced, aapke muh mein paani to nahi aa raha hai? Aa raha hoga. Aa raha hai, theek hai, Umar Farooq ke muh mein paani aa raha hai. Allah khair kare. When it is sliced, look at the color of it. And when it is put in the mouth, think of the kudrat of Allah. How did this come into existence? The fruits, subhanallah al-azim, that we are eating, everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, al-badi'u. Who is that? Al-badi'u. Insan could not have even imagined this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving him a little taster in dunya before the real world. In dunya before the real world, and the real world is Jannah. And so this is also one meaning. Now I just want to go back to what we touched on last week, that the most beautiful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is insan. What is it? Insan. And that is why when we stand in front of the mirror, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us, when you look at yourself, don't forget to read the dua that comes by my Nabi. Alhamdulillah, الذي حسن خلقي. Oh Allah, all praises be to you, how you have created me. فحسن خلقي. And oh Allah, also make my akhlaq good. Also make my character good. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ That we have created insan in the best of molds. In the best of molds. Insan, today he has a problem with his image, or who he is, or how he looks. Ajib. You know, today you'll find that in this world there are people, and they say, you know what, I don't like my nose. I don't like my nose. There are people who will say, you know, I don't like my lips, especially women. I don't like my lips. I don't like my ears. Stretch marks. I'm aging. Wrinkles. I don't like my hands. I don't like my legs. I don't like my thighs. In fact, there are people who will say, I don't like my private parts. Ajib, this is the dunya. Why? This is all from shaitan. This is all nashukri. What is it? When Allah is saying, I have created you, you are not an alien or a monster or a zombie just came out like that. But what we fail to realize, that this is all about money. What is it? All about money. £10 billion, the cosmetic industry. And people who actually go under the knife, they only regret and are depressed for the rest of their life. This is the reality. I have come across even certain individuals and family members who talk to me about their daughters. That the daughter wants to be like this model, supermodel. But what we don't realize, what supermodel? This supermodel is fake and it's a fiction. They may find somebody very skinny and perhaps somebody who looks okay and pretty, and this lady comes along. But then even her roop and her beauty is not enough. So now they play with the computers. So the computer, you will put this lady, a model there, her body is there. And the computer, you'll say, you know what, I want her neck to be slightly longer. So they'll stretch her neck. Then they'll say, you know, the waist, we have to decrease the size of her waist. So you decrease the size of the waist. And then you'll say, you know, we want her to be a bit tall, you know, tall. So she becomes a bit tall. And this is the thing that is thrown to us, this rubbish all the time. And we are exposed to this so much, that we begin to feel that, you know what, This is the truth and this is the reality. Maybe, you know, one day, you know, I will see Spider-Man flying somewhere. You know, I will see Spider-Man, I might see Superman somewhere. And subhanallah, al-azim, this is the dunya. Everything is so fake. That is why one of the names of this dunya is al-ghurur. Al-ghurur means the place of complete deceit. This is what dunya is. And it is shocking, you will find that these Hollywood supermodels, 99% of them who are considered to be the most beautiful women are all cheated by their husbands. Imagine, even their beauty is not enough. They are supermodels, but you look at their life, they are all cheated by their husbands. Even for the husband, this lady is not enough. Allahu. So that is why as Muslims, we should take a very different approach, my respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Today, this disease that is there, we have not even spared places like Masjid an-Nabawi. Allah save us. Imagine the greatest human being, Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya rahmatullah alayh, who lived in Medina Munawwara. He would say that I have no face to actually stand in front of the Rauza of Huzur alayhi salam and to give him salam. You know, I am so sinful, I have no face to put myself in that position. These were people who would think twice to even stand in front of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, you will find as you are giving salam, people are taking selfies. Can you, have you seen that? Brothers, you've not seen that? You've not seen that? You've seen, Ismail, you've seen it. At least you've seen it. Otherwise, they'll think that I'm lying. Recently, I was there, people are taking selfies. Allahu Akbar. In front of that great Nabi and they are taking selfies. This is a disease. This is disrespect to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are sometimes even talking there in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Khulafai Rashid. That is why I was reading an article that this has become a disease. And there are people who are actually treating this, that for them it is a sickness that they want to take selfies all the time, wherever they go, selfies. It's a disorder in them. That is what they are saying. They are saying this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Amen. So my respected brothers and elders, we should look at this from a complete different paradigm, from a complete different way. We have to rethink. However you are, don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong in looking smart. You look smart, mashallah, you look clean, this is very important. You look good, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Jameel and He loves Jamal. In the hadith it comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمَالِ. Allah is beautiful and loves beautiful things. But to actually go to that level of changing yourself and spending and dedicating your entire life to this, that no, this must happen and this must happen, this is all from shayateen. In fact, there was one brother, a very rich man, when he got married, he instantly gave talaq to his wife. And demanded that he wanted the complete mahar back. So when this case was heard, the husband said that the lady's face that was shown to me was different, and when I saw her in the morning was different. The lady's face during the time of her nikah was different, and when I saw her face without the makeup, it is completely different. I mean, not just slight changes, but completely different. It's like they are two different women. And so, I don't want to marry this lady. I don't want this lady to be in my nikah. Ajib. This is the world that we are living in, my respected brothers. So alhamdulillah, you know, as far as body image, how you are, that is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be happy and be content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. If you are losing hair from here, no problem, bhai. No problem. If there is something, it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is it? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, yes, to be clean, safai, this is something that is very, very important. There is no issue about that. A person can be looking very smart. That is part of Islam. But to make drastic changes and to do shikayat and to think that, you know what, I am not up to it. Why? Because this is all about dunya and it is all about making money. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am al-badiyu. Now just to give you an example, say if somebody came to you and said to you, you know what, I will give you £1 million if you give me one eye. I will give you £1 million if you give me your one eye. How many people will opt for £1 million? Can you raise your hands? £1 million will be given to you if you give one eye. Okay, this man then says, you know what, I will give you £1 billion. How many pounds?
£1 billion.
Give me your one eye. Is there anyone here who will want to take £1 billion? Are you sure? Nobody? No, nobody. Okay, khair. Now let's increase the figure. Say somebody said to you, you know what, I'm going to give you £50 billion. Not rupees, eh? Pounds. Give me your one eye. Give me your one eye. We are already billionaires. We are already billionaires. Give me your one eye. Is there anyone who will say, you know what, it's okay. I will give you my one eye and you give me £50 billion. Is there somebody who will do that? Allahu Akbar. Your eye, the organs that Allah has given you, that is so important. Just your one eye is priceless. Imagine the iman that Allah has put inside you. Put a price to that. The iman that Allah has given you, that you are a mu'min, you are a Muslim. What price is there to this? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Our idea and understanding of how the body image is should change. And how should it change? We should think that how are we going to look in front of Allah Pak tomorrow? What should we think? How are we going to look in front of Allah Pak tomorrow? Don't be bothered how are we going to be looking in front of certain people today. How are we going to be looking in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow? That is very important. And this is mentioned in the Quran. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is al-badi'u, Allah Pak will be changing the images of humanity. Before you go to Jannah, your faces will change on the day of Qiyamah. As you come out from your graves, there will be changes in you. There will be physical changes inside you. That is what we have to worry about. On the day of Qiyamah, how will we stand in front of Allah Pak? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. On that day when a man will run away from his brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, and from his mother, father, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ, and also the wife, وَبَنِيهِ, and also the children, لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. On that day, subhanallah, he will be so preoccupied in his own predicament, in his own problems, that he will be totally oblivious of what is happening around him. And then Allah says, وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَاحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. He won't even realize, but there will be faces at that time that will be radiant and illuminated, رَاضِيَةٌ, and they will be happy and they will be laughing. And then Allah Pak is saying that they will be faces that will be blackened and will be dark and gloomy. And it will be like as if it is covered in dust. Allah will say, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَةُ. These are the sinful kuffar. Who are they? So even if you are very handsome, the most handsome in this dunya, but the minute you come out from your grave, If your a'mal are not there, you will be the most ugly. You will instantly become the most ugly. Nobody will want to look at you. This is in Surah An-Nisa in the Quran also. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ Allah is saying on that day some faces will be full of nur and some faces will be completely dark and blackened. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ سْوَدَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ And as for the faces that are completely blackened, أَكَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ Allah is saying that you did kufr after iman was given to you. فَذُوكُ الْعَذَابُ Now taste the punishment. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ بْيَضَّتْ وُجُوهُهُمْ فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ And the faces, even if you are not considered to be very appealing and handsome in this dunya, but your a'mal were good, the minute you come out from the grave, you will be the most handsome. And Allah is saying, وَبْيَضَّتْ And your face will instantly become nurani. فَفِي رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ And you will be in the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our real image is not actually this. Our real image is that we do a'mal in this dunya, and how will we be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How will we appear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is something which is very, very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Just to conclude, my respected brothers, there was one sahabi whose name was Julaybib, Now, Julaybib is a name and the meaning of it means deformed. What is it?
Deformed.
He was very, very short and known for his ugliness in Arabia at that time. That he was very unattractive. And everybody who looked at him, they would mess around with him and they would bully him and they would mock at him like a dwarf. And they would joke with him. The men would just push him around. In fact, the name they gave him, Julaybib, means deformed. And he is known as Faqir, Vameem, and Qasir, extremely short. Extremely poor and known for his ugliness. Known for his ugliness, physically as in. He had no beauty whatsoever. And so he was a man. He accepted who he is and he would walk around. But remember in the last session I gave you a few examples of how Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was changing the mindset of his companions so that it affects the ummah in a positive way. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Julaybib. And so no one was prepared to marry Julaybib. No one. Who will give the daughter to Julaybib? So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided that he will be the wakil for Julaybib to get him married. Imagine that. He will become the wakil for Julaybib to get married. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked at the door of this Ansar. And this Ansari Sahabi of Medina Munawwara. These were people of great status. And it was known that Allah had given this man a very beautiful daughter of great status and honor. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked at the door and the father opened the door. He was so happy and he says, Nabi of Allah, come. Allah's Nabi came to the house inside. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I am here to get your daughter married. He got so happy. He thought that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants to marry my daughter. So he said, Subhanallah, kismat, how honorable this is. O Nabi of Allah, if you get married to my daughter. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, it's not for me. So he quickly said, then Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, it's not for them also. So he says, O Nabi of Allah, then for who? Who do you want my daughter to get married to? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Julaybib. When he said Julaybib, this man was just dumbfounded and shocked, because everybody knew Julaybib. Everybody knew Julaybib. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, wanting a break, he said, can I go and speak to the mother and take mashwara? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go talk to your wife. So he went, and then the same thing happened. He says, you know, the Nabi of Allah is here and wants our daughter to get married. And she says, for himself? And he said, no. Because then for who? And he said, Julaybib. And she said, Julaybib? 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 3-4 times. She's saying, Julaybib? My daughter and Julaybib? How is that possible? No way. My daughter is very, very beautiful, educated, an Ansari lady. And who is Julaybib? Well, number one, Julaybib is of a man who has no connection with any of the tribes. Number two, Julaybib's father and mother were unknown. Who was the father, mother, nobody knows. This was his identity. And Rasulullah becomes the wakil. And she was so disturbed by this, that there were some words that were blurted, and it was wrong for her to even say that. And she said, La amrullah la nuzawijuk. La nuzawiju. And by Allah, I won't say La amrullah because it's not right. And she said, by Allah, it's an oath, she took a qasam, by Allah we will never marry her to Julaybib. No. Subhanallah, pious children. What are they? Pious children. The daughter came and she says, Amma, what is the issue that you are saying, Julaybib, what is the issue? So the mother said that Huzur alayhi salam is here and wants you to get married to Julaybib. So she said to the mother, Amma, are you going to refuse the proposal that comes from the greatest Nabi, Huzur alayhi salam? Mother, I am prepared to marry Julaybib. I am prepared to marry Julaybib. She knew Julaybib. But she is saying, because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at our doorstep for me, there is no better husband for me in this world than this very short man that people know him to be. And people know him that he is not a smart, handsome looking person. His appearance is very different. But I am prepared to marry Julaybib. And when the daughter agreed, Julaybib actually got married to this young Ansari girl, subhanAllah. But he had no money for nikah. Today, our problem in our society is that we delay the marriage of our children and especially our daughters. And then, if you have delayed the marriage of your daughter, and if she does any guna, then the guna also goes to the father. The guna also goes to the father. We have this mindset, no, you know, she must be educated, this, that. No, but Shariat is saying, get her married, but quickly, you find somebody suitable, get her married. It is the best thing you can do. The best thing you can do. She gets married, there is no money. Who comes to finance the nikah, as always? Hazrat Uthman. He is the one who gave mahar to Hazrat Ali, remember? And now he said to Huzur alayhi salam, I will finance the nikah. And he paid for the nikah of Julaybib with this Ansari lady. Imagine how Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam came in the middle, took on this responsibility, showing the ummah that your appearance is nothing. How you look like is nothing whatsoever. What is very important is how you will look like on the day of Qiyamah, not even in Jannah. Because in Jannah, you will already look beautiful. It is how you will look like when you touch the borders between dunya and akhirat, which is Maidan-e-Mahshar. In Mahshar, that is important, how you look like. That is the main thing. And look at the death that comes to this man, the battle of Uhud. After the battle of Uhud, Huzur alayhi salam is looking at the shuhada, and Allah's Nabi is saying, "Hal tafqiduna ahadan? Is anybody missing anybody from their family members?" All the family members were saying, "This person is missing, this person is missing, someone from my family, someone from my family." Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "But I am missing Julaybib." Allahu Akbar. Hai aisi kismat. Aisi kismat. Subhanallah. Wah Julaybib. Wah Julaybib. Allah's Nabi is saying, "But I am missing Julaybib. I am missing Julaybib." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself is there in the battlefield looking for the body of Julaybib. Where is my Julaybib? And they found Julaybib under 7 kuffar. How many kuffar? 7 kuffar. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam said, "This is my Julaybib, the brave Julaybib, that he killed 7 of the enemies of Allah, and then at the end he gave his shahadat. He became shaheed. But he took how many out? 7. And then he also passed away, he became shaheed. And there his body was lying. It is said that Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, because he was short, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam picked him up and put Julaybib in his hands for people to see that this is the man you were mocking with. This is the man you thought that, look at his face, how he looks like. Allah does not look at the faces. Allah does not look at your body. Illness and sickness can come to anybody. You get flu and you look ugly. Huh? Subhanallah. And Allah's Nabi picked up Julaybib. You know what he said? "Hada minni wa ana minhu. Hada minni wa ana minhu." Tarif does not end. The praises just don't end. "Hada minni wa ana minhu." Oh people, listen. He is from me. I am from him. Julaybib is from me. I am from him. 3 times. Julaybib is from me. He is from me. I am from him. He is from me. I am from him. I am his family. He is from me. Allahu Akbar. What an honor. What an honor. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi took it upon himself. He is the one who dug the grave. And Allah's Nabi put Julaybib in the grave and buried him. This is Julaybib. There may be many of the Julaybibs in this ummah also. Subhanallah. But we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has given us iman. We should not fall for this trap that is set from shaitan. Because everything is false. Everything is fake, and everything is what? Completely dhoka. Everything is dhoka. And my respected brothers, I will say one thing to you. That sometimes the shaitan will trap you, and you will feel inside yourself trapped. That, you know, what should I do? The shaitan does not allow you to speak to pious people. Always, if you have any issues, go to people who have the fear of Allah, who have taqwa, who have knowledge, and present your issue to them, and you will see, inshallah ta'ala, the barakat of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist you. This is something very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, my respected brothers. Allah give us the tawfiq that inshallah Allah gives us noor in this dunya also. And Allah gives us noor in the qabr and also in the hereafter. Inshallah, just for a few minutes, if you can do muraqabah, which is also the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a great form of doing dhikrullah. So inshallah, if you close your eyes and think that my heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.